From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Local media reports from Belgium say police have detained 25-year-old Najim Lachoui, a suspect in Tuesday's bombings in Brussels, in which at least 34 people were killed. Reports say Lachoui was arrested in the Brussels area municipality of Anderlecht. He had been sought by police even before the Brussels bombing. The other two brothers have been identified. The other bombers are brothers Khalid and Brahim El-Barqui, ages 27 and 30. The Belgian government has not yet confirmed the information. Meanwhile, Brussels Airport has announced that it will remain closed to passenger flights for at least another day, right up to the start of the busy Easter weekend. Airport officials said they would have to cancel some 600 flights each on Wednesday and Thursday. The Brussels airport was hoping to resume cargo flights earlier, but there was no immediate word as to when. Meanwhile, the explosions in the capital of Belgium and Brussels all happened within a few kilometers of the area that is home to the headquarters of NATO and the EU. The French President François Hollande tweeted that through these attacks in Brussels, it was all of Europe that was hit. You can read more on World Reaction at voanews.com. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is due in Moscow Wednesday for talks on Syria with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Syria and Ukraine are expected to top the agenda. The State Department says the visit was arranged after President Putin announced last week that Russia is partially withdrawing its military forces from Syria. VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has arrived in Argentina for a two-day visit that signals warming relations with the economically troubled nation. It also coincides with the 40th anniversary of a coup that was supported by the United States. President Obama touched down in Buenos Aires just after midnight on Wednesday local time. It's his next stop after his historic visit to Cuba. The president is set to meet Wednesday with Argentina's new president, Mauricio Macri, who has signaled he wants stronger economic ties to Washington and other free market economies. The UN envoy to Libya has complained that the Tripoli-based government has refused to allow him to land in the country's capital. Martin Kobler says in a Twitter posting Wednesday that he has had to cancel another flight to Tripoli because of this. He says that he wanted to help pave the way to peace and that the United Nations must be given access to the Libyan capital. The Israeli military has imposed a four-day closure on the West Bank, banning Palestinians from entering Israel during the Jewish festival of Purim. The military says the closure began early Wednesday and will be maintained throughout the holiday, ending at midnight Saturday. Israel considers Jewish holidays as likely times for Palestinian attacks and regularly imposes closures during those holidays. The space agency NASA's partner, Orbital ATK, late Tuesday, launched its unmanned Cygnus resupply cargo ship to the International Space Station.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition and liftoff of the Atlas V rocket with Cygnus.
The capsule contains nearly 630 kilograms of food, equipment, and scientific research for NASA, including a first-ever fire experiment. Refugees and migrants staged protest Wednesday at the country's border with Macedonia and on islands near the Turkish coast, with officials still unsure when an international agreement to reduce migration will take full effect. Several hundred protesters camped out at the border. They disrupted food distribution by charities in the sprawling tent camp that has sprouted near the village of Idomeni and has demanded the border be reopened. The front runners for the Democratic and Republican presidential nominations split contests with their chief rivals Tuesday in the set of Western states. Republican Donald Trump easily won Arizona and all of its 58 delegates, defeating Texas Senator Ted Cruz by more than 20%. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders scored two much-needed routes in the Democratic race, winning caucuses in both Idaho and Utah. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.